You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
625 at KDK. This is the Big K Morning Show. All week we've been welcoming back school students, parents, grandparents, everybody involved in getting everybody organized up and at 'em rolling. Today we add Brentwood and Yawk. Welcome. Monday, Pittsburgh Public Schools. The kids will be back in service for teachers since Tuesday. So if your schedule has changed, we got you covered here on KDKA. Two people I know personally have been the victims of fires due to batteries. One, just the old-fashioned batteries, you know, that you might store. You have your AA's, AAA's, maybe your 9-volt batteries. And then more and more items have lithium batteries. So the question is, how do you properly store and how do you properly dispose of? So we reached out, City of Pittsburgh. Assistant Fire Chief is with us right now, Brian Kukile. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I'm sure that you have started to deal with this lithium battery situation. We've seen some of these videos are pretty stunning when you see it looks like they just burst into flames in some cases and has people concerned and on edge. So let's start there. What do we do with lithium batteries?
So, Larry, I would say that in Pittsburgh, we're very, very fortunate to have a great relationship with the New York City Fire Department. And we were way ahead of the curve because in New York, with just so many people in the dense population, they have a lot of batteries utilized in micro-mobility devices. It's kind of that last mile mobility. And they caught these challenges way early. Our relationship with them helped us prepare way early. We see dynamic failure, and when you see those fires that you're discussing on you've seen on a video, what you're seeing is thermal runaway of the cells in the battery, and thermal runaway can occur multiple reasons. It can be just a generalized failure. It can be because of mechanical damage, overcharging, and or getting the batteries hot, cold, or wet.
Well, that's a list of things that I'm sure every one of us has had experience to some degree without or before it gets into a situation where there's an explosion or fire. Also, I've heard that if there is a fire with lithium, that you don't necessarily use the standard home fire extinguisher on that. Is that correct?
I would say that there's not an always or a never. If you've got a fire and you have a fire extinguisher and you feel that you're in a safe position, I mean safe position, you are between the fire and an exit path. So if you're attacking the fire with your home extinguisher and you realize that it's too big or it's not effective, you can quickly turn and hit the door outside.
So go ahead.
We're using water for the extinguishment of these fires. It is it is found to be the most effective and efficient tool that we have available at the moment.
Have you noticed, though, locally here in the city of Pittsburgh, more battery-related fires?
We absolutely have. And in the Bureau, if there is a fire that involves a lithium-ion battery, we have a response matrix that kicks in, and we can utilize our hazardous materials team to manage those batteries and safely overpack them for disposal. And in that case, we would use a hazardous materials waste contractor to dispose of the damaged or defective lithium ion batteries.
What do we do as citizens when we want to dispose of these batteries? I know they always say dispose of them properly, but let's be honest, each and every day, very few people probably do from a home environment.
We would ask you, please don't put them in the trash. We've had multiple trash truck fires as a result of lithium ion batteries being crushed as the trash is compacted. So if you think about the big box home improvement stores, a lot of them have the recycle battery recycle systems right there in the store. That's probably going to be your best option.
All right, Brian, what about just regular batteries in terms of home storage and then disposal of those too? You know, double A's, triple A's, those 9 volts?
The 9 volts, probably the one that scares you the most, because you need to make sure you're protecting the contacts. Even when you get a low battery warning, there still is residual energy. And if those connections are able to be bridged, you can short circuit, and that battery can also be the source or the ignition source of a fire. So when we're disposing of those, let's be real careful and make sure that the contacts are protected before you're just tossing them in the trash.
Yeah, they have these really inexpensive plastic containers where you can store your batteries at home so they don't make contact. But what about when you dispose of them? Should you use, and I've seen it's recommended to use electrical tape to cover those contacts.
It's a great solution to cover up the contacts so that we don't have a problem when they're in the regular waste disposal stream.
All right, one more question. Back to the lithium or any battery recharger. Should we, for instance, if you have maybe some electric garden tools that you're using the lithium battery, should you not charge when you're not home?
That is a very, very good piece of advice. And the other thing to consider, when you're buying batteries, especially chargers, charged for your cell phone or your e-bike or your e-scooter or your yard tool or power tool, you need to be using the manufacturer's original recommended battery and charger. You can go on the internet and find all kinds of rebuilt, repurposed, knockoff batteries.
Right.
And they are not going to have the same safeguards in them as the original equipment manufacturer.
Great information, Brian. Appreciate it. Just a heads up for a lot of people since we're seeing a proliferation of these battery issues. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right. Brian Kukila, Assistant Fire Chief here in the city of Pittsburgh. And Aaron, this has come up a number of times. And when you start hearing about people you know, you're like, well, wait a minute. I have some of these batteries too. So just a heads up.
And that last pointer he just made about getting the recommended. Everyone, right. You know, it's too expensive, whatever, but your safety is worth it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.